is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am an award-winning educator, motivational speaker, 6 times Amazon best-selling author, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I am the president, CEO, and founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Essie Speaks, LLC. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. Today's podcast will be epic. I am interviewing a powerhouse who makes power moves and is known not only throughout the nation, but throughout many parts of the world. None other than the award-winning serial entrepreneur, Dr. Ashley Little. Let me share about her background and you will see why she is a powerhouse. Dr. Ashley Little is the CEO, founder of Ashley Little Enterprises, LLC, which encompasses her media, consulting work, writing, ghostwriting, publishing, book coaching, project management, magazine, public relations, and marketing, and also empowerment speaking. In addition, she is an award-winning serial entrepreneur, TV radio host, speaker, media maven, journalist, writer, host, philanthropist, business coach, investor, and 11 times best-selling author. As seen on Black Enterprise, Sheen Magazine, BlackNews.com, BlackBusiness.com, and many more. She is a proud member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, and a member of Alpha Phi Omega. She is very involved in her community, organizations, and nonprofits. Currently, she is the co-founder of Sweetheart Scholars Nonprofit Organization 501c3, along with 3 other powerful women. This scholarship is given out annually to African-American females from her hometown of Wadesboro, North Carolina, who are attending college to help with their expenses. Dr. Little believes it takes a village to raise a child and never forget where you come from. Dr. Little is a strong believer in giving back to her community. She believes our young ladies need vision, direction, and strong mentorship. She is the CEO, founder of the HBCU Experience Movement, LLC, the first Black-owned company to launch books written and published by prominent alumni throughout the world who attended historically Black colleges and universities. Dr. Little is also the editor-in-chief of Creating Your Seat at the Table International Magazine and writing and publishing coach of the Wild Winners Circle. She is the founder and owner of Talk Radio and TV Network, LLC. This live entertainment platform is for new or existing radio shows, TV shows, or other electronic media outlets to air content from a centralized source. All news, information, or music shared on this platform are solely the responsibility of the station radio owner. She is also the owner and creator of Created Broadcasting Radio Station, the station of unlimited possibilities, and podcast radio TV host. She is also one of the hosts of the new TV show, Daytime Drama, national syndicated television show, which will be aired on Comcast Channel 19 and ATT Channel 99 in 19 Middle Tennessee counties. She is CEO, founder, visionary author of the HBC Experience Movement, LLC, and CEO, founder of Little Publishing Company. Dr. Little is 11 times best-selling author of Dream Fear, Volume 2, 18 Powerful Lessons of Living Your Best Life Outside of Fear, The Girlfriend Code, Volume 1, I Survived, Girl, Get Up and Win, Glambitious Guide to Being an Entrepreneur, The Price of Greatness, The Making of a Successful Businesswoman, and Hello Queen. She is co-host from the Tammy Collins Marquee Radio Show, award-winning entrepreneur, reflection contributor for the book North Carolina Girls Living in a Maryland World, sales marketing contributing writer, event correspondent for Swag Her Magazine, contributing writer for Ms. CEO Magazine, contributing editor for She Is Magazine, contributing writer, national sales executive for Courageous Woman Magazine, contributing writer for Upwards International Magazine, India, contributing writer, global partner for Powerhouse Global International Magazine, London, host of Creating Your Seat at the Table, host of Authors on the Rise, co-host Glambitious Podcast, partner, visionary author of The Girlfriend Code, the Sorority Edition, along with The Girlfriend Collective, LLC, and CEO, visionary author of the HBCU Experience, the North Carolina A&T State University Edition. She has been on many different podcasts, TV shows, magazines, and radio shows. Lastly, she has received awards such as the Author of the Month, the Executive Citation of Anne Arundel County, Maryland Award, which was awarded by the County Executive Stuart L. Pittman, Top 25 Influential Business Pioneers for Kish Magazine, Spring 2019 edition. She has been featured in Swag Her Magazine, Power 20 Magazine, Glambitious, Sheen Magazine, All About Inspire Magazine, Formidable Magazine, Brag Magazine, Sheen Magazine, front cover of Miss CEO Magazine, November 2019. Front cover of Upwards Magazine, October 2019 edition. Courageous Woman Magazine, Courageous Woman Speaker edition, November 2019. Influence Magazine, front cover of Courageous Magazine, December 2019. Front cover of Doze International Magazine, January 2020. Top 28 Influential Business Pioneers for Kish Magazine. BlackNews.com, BlackBusiness.com. Front cover, She Speaks Magazine, August 2020. Front cover, National Boss Magazine, November 2020. BlackNationalScoop.com, awarded National Women's Empowerment Ministry. Young, Gifted, and Black Award, featured in National Women Empowerment Magazine, 2020, as well, to name just a few. Dr. Little received her undergraduate degree in English from North Carolina A&T State University. Next, she received her master's degree in industrial organization psychology. She has received her doctorate in humanitarian and leadership as well. Dr. Little is a mover and shaker, and she continuously pushes herself to be better than she was yesterday. She gives God all the credit for everything that has happened in her life. She has strong faith and determination to be great. She believes her only competition is herself. Her favorite scripture is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Wow, what a powerful bio. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I'll give Dr. Little an opportunity to share with our listening audience. As always, remember to check out my website at www.dressiespeaks.com, where you can find all my books about school transformation, school leadership, and so much more.
Statistics show that the most important asset as a successful business owner will be the relationships you build along the way. The Elite Conversations business community of seasoned and successful business owners and professionals will provide you a network of people with knowledge, resources, and the connections that can help take your business to the next level. Don't fall into the trap of frustration that results from being isolated and trying to figure things out on your own. Sign up for membership today and get connected with an awesome group of business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, and influencers. To learn more about the great benefits of being a part of the Elite Conversations business community, call 301-257-5792.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Welcome back to Dr. Essie Speaks Education, your podcast host, Dr. Essie McCoy. My special guest today is none other than Dr. Ashley Little. Dr. Little, how are you doing today?
I am doing amazing, and thank you so much for this amazing opportunity to grace your platform. Thank you so much, Dr. Ashley.
You are definitely welcome, and I can tell you, I am so impressed with your resume, the impact you have made, and the impact that you continue to make. You are truly a blessing to every young woman who may listen to this podcast and young women in general. And as you know, education is my passion, and to connect to you with all the wonderful things you are doing is tremendously amazing. And I just want to take a few moments of your time just to ask you some questions. So I want you to tell our listeners just a little bit more about yourself, your experience, and what you have been up to lately, and, you know, maybe some things that we don't know about Dr. Ashley Little.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to be here. Good morning to all the amazing listeners that are listening. I mean, Dr. Essie pretty much gave an amazing introduction of me, so I don't have too much more to say, but 2020 has been an amazing year. You know, a lot of different opportunities and partnerships I've had thus far with, you know, helping people that, you know, that want to get into the media. I do a lot of things within the media with people who want to be featured and people who are writing books. You know, I'm the host, as you say, the host and executive producer of Creating the Seat at the Table show and CEO and editor-in-chief of Creating the Seat at the Table International Magazine, which Dr. Essie has been a part of. So been able to do that, and it's been amazing with that and, you know, helping people publish their books and share their stories. So if you're looking to share your stories and need me to build your project, do project management and become a best-selling author, let's do it, right? And so it's just been an amazing year, a lot of amazing connections. I would say COVID definitely was an opportunity. And I tell everybody it was an opportunity for people to connect and for people to come together. And it's really been amazing. So I'm looking forward for all the great things that 2021 is going to bring. Fourth quarter, as we all know, we're all working hard to finish fourth quarter out. I'm strong. I had a couple more speaking opportunities this month, and hey, get ready to bring out my next magazine. So it's been amazing.
Oh, wow. I tell you, that bio, once again, it was just a tremendous blessing to share with the listening audience all the wonderful things that you've been involved in and the impact. That's the most important thing, the impact. So I say congratulations to you. Yes, we have worked on a few projects together, and I can tell you, you are top notch. I am just so blessed, and just it is an honor to be flanked with you. I mean, it is truly an honor. And I know that you took advantage of 2020. So tell us, you know, everyone has someone who will inspire them. And who inspired you, Dr. Ashley Little?
You know, if I gave all the names, I would still be sitting here. So I'm just going to say I have a lot of people that have inspired me. Dr. Essie, you are one of them. And so I have had a lot of people that inspired me on my journey. And I would tell anybody, you know, definitely invest in mentors and coaches of where you want to be, right? They're where you want to be. And then also make sure that they're always 30 steps ahead. And so I've always made sure that I put myself in circles and around people who are where I want to be and connect with those people and thinking about how I can serve them, right? And I think that's the key to being successful in anything that you do, looking at how can I serve that person? How can I bring value to that person? And how can I help that person get to the next level? So to answer that question, I've had many people that have inspired me on my journey, and I've always just always kept that servant mindset on how can I serve them, right? How can I serve them? And the doors have just continued to open, and I would give God all the credit for everything, and definitely just keeping that servant mentality.
Oh, wow. And you know, you said so many key points there. One, I think the most important thing is God fearing, and then your service to mankind and just bringing value to others, because you cannot go wrong with that. And you know, you said that I inspire you, but guess what, Dr. Little? You inspire me, and you are much younger than I am. But I am so grateful that I learned so much from you. You are just awesome, awesome. And, you know, I just wish you nothing but the best. And so tell us what really got you started doing what you do.
Well, you know, I've always had the entrepreneurship mind. I mean, when I was a kid, I always had different little things, whether it was Babysitter's Club I was trying to do or some type of project I will always work on with an entrepreneurial mindset, tutoring kids, all of that stuff, right? And so I'm still in corporate America. I am a corporate executive by day. I'm a serial entrepreneur by night. And so I really started stepping out into entrepreneurship a couple years ago, right? And then going through a lot of different things in corporate America. I'm not with the company that, you know, some of those experiences happened with. We're a different company now. But, you know, it's going through, you know, different experiences in corporate America that really pushed me out to wanting to share my voice, wanting to, you know, change the narrative and continue to build my own table, right? And I went through some different forms of discrimination as a corporate executive, as a Black woman there, you know, and we, you know, you go through those things. And so those things actually made me stronger, right? It made me stronger and really pushed me out into entrepreneurship. And yes, I am still doing both. I'm not with that company anymore, but I took that as a positive instead of a negative. I think people look at different experiences that they go through, and sometimes it's easy to look at it as a negative thing. No, it was a positive thing, right? It was all meant for my good, and it was all meant to push me out to make sure that I continue to create that generational wealth, that I continue to change lives and be able to serve and really follow my dreams and build my own table. So that's really how I got into entrepreneurship.
Excellent, excellent. And, you know, you talked a little bit about mindset, and you took those challenges and you made those as positive. So that will take you a long way. You are continuing to change that narrative. And, you know, if there's something that I do know about you, you don't ever rest, because as you indicated, you are a corporate executive by day and an entrepreneur by night, and you never, ever rest. So can you share with us just a little bit? You talked about, you know, challenges, turning those into positives, but some of the challenges you have faced, because there are young women out there listening, and you and I have had similar journeys in some regards, and just share with us some of those challenges you faced.
Absolutely. So, you know, just going, I'm going to say this, when you're on this journey, definitely on entrepreneurship, and just really just achieving goals and going up the ladder in corporate America too, you know, you want to lose some people along the way, right? And you just have to have that mindset that, hey, they're just not meant to go to that next chapter. Now, have that always been easy for me? No, because when I first, you know, started growing in corporate America up the corporate ladder and then starting in entrepreneurship, a lot of people that I was connected to just, you know, they just was there for that season, right? And so I had to learn the difference between who's there for lifetime, who's there for a season. I also had to learn to embrace the journey, right? And understand it's a part of the process. And as you move up the elevator, there's some people not going to be able to go, right? And that everybody can't go, right? You have to embrace that. So I had to learn that. I really learned a lot about that this year, just putting it in real time, that a lot of people that I want to take with me, that I've been knowing, and that, you know, I wanted to see them win with me, that they just either didn't have they just wasn't there yet, or I just didn't have the mindset, or it just couldn't see that big picture, right? And so it's just that learning that everybody can't go. So I've been through different experiences with that, and I've learned to embrace that and keep going, right? Because, you know, it's lonely at the top, but hey, you know, at the end of the day, the people that are supposed to be there will be there, and understand that some people are just there for different seasons. Also, I'm just, you know, experiencing those things, as I said before, in corporate America with discrimination and things like that. It just gave me more of confidence of, well, you know, your voice is powerful, and don't let anybody silence you, right? And so just, you know, going through those experiences really helped me to grow in entrepreneurship, really helped me grow into corporate America, really helped me continue to have that servant mindset. And also just to, when they go low, you go high, right? In the words of Michelle Obama, right? Just embracing that as well. And so going through that, and also just making sure that, you know, you're just connecting with the right people too, you know, making sure that you're in genuine relationships and building reciprocal relationships. So I've had to learn that too, that, you know, making sure that you connect with people who are reciprocal, right? And so those are just some of the lessons I've learned, and I've always taken all this positive, because I'm one of those people, I'm a giver, and I'm all about reciprocating, right? And so just making sure that you connect, you know, that the relationships are reciprocal to it at the end of the day too. So, but I also took all of these experiences, right? And of course, when it happens, they hurt, right? They hurt. But it's all about, you know, you take a moment and then you get back up, you dust yourself off, and you keep going.
Wow. And you are a young woman with so much wisdom. I mean, your voice is so powerful. Your platform is powerful. So what has been maybe one of your greatest successes?
Oh, wow. I was just going to say, I was just featured in Black Enterprise a couple weeks ago. I mean, that was one of my big goals. And, you know, just to be featured in the number one top business magazine, Black Business Magazine, was an amazing opportunity. So I've had a lot of different, you know, major accomplishments, but that's definitely one to name of many. But I was just excited about that opportunity because, I'm still in shock of it now. But I definitely give God all the credit. But that recently, that was one of my big accomplishments. And then, of course, I was just featured on NBC and Fox, too. So I'm excited about that and just excited about the different doors that God is continuing to open and the different, you know, opportunities and connections that I've been able to make with people and just continuing to build those relationships. But I would definitely say, if you're talking about most recent one, Black Enterprise.
Awesome, awesome. And definitely congratulations to you many times over, because I heard you mention NBC and Fox and then Black Enterprise. So major accomplishments, and you will continue to do great and major things. So tell me, because I know your voice and your platform is so powerful, maybe you can share many ways that you're helping people and things that you're doing behind the scenes that we probably don't even know. You're helping and giving back and making a difference. So tell us a little bit about that.
Awesome. Well, I'm helping people in so many different ways. I'm helping people share their stories and build their books. I mean, people that have been sitting on their stories for years, I'm their project manager, pushing them, helping them build their project, getting their stories out there. I'm a business coach, so I help a lot of people build their businesses who don't know where to start. So I'm always helping people do that as well. A lot of consulting work for different brands and working, collaborating with a lot of different brands that I'm in the background in, but I'm helping them grow their brands. So doing a lot of opportunities there. Then, of course, my philanthropy work. I have a nonprofit we're called Sweetheart Scholars, where I send seniors in undeserved communities every year, high school seniors, female high school seniors, to college, you know, help them financially. So we provide scholarships through Sweetheart Scholars for those amazing girls when they apply for the process and have to go through the process and the interview. And then we decide who we're going to give the scholarships to. We gave out four last year, the year before that, going to give out some more, this year and going on next year. And so that's my goal, to always give back, right? And then, of course, with the HBCU Experience Movement, that's, you know, partnering with different universities and, creating endowments and things like that to give back. And so I'm just always looking at ways I can serve and continue to push the narrative and continue to be able to change lives and help others win, because I really believe that we all can win, right? And I really stand by that and believe that there's a room for all of us at the table. So I'm always looking at ways I can serve and connect with people and just continue. I'm all about relationships, because I can't stress that enough. Relationships is currency. They will get you in doors that your pitch can't get you into, that your Facebook profile can't get you into. It's just, relationships are everything.
Wow, you are exactly right, and you gave some excellent pointers there. And you know my passion, Dr. Essie Speaks Educational Consultant, is about sharing those resources to help others achieve their goals. And you've done that so many times in giving back and even giving advice and building, whatever it is that people come to you and ask you about, being a project manager. It is just amazing. So what advice would you give or provide to others who may just be getting started on this journey?
I would tell them to do it anyway. Don't wait on anybody to tell you to affirm you, to tell you what you need to do, because they can't see. Everybody's journey is different, right? And so definitely just do it anyway. I would also say invest in mentors and coaches who are 30 steps ahead of you, who are where you want to be, who have the results that you are looking for. And definitely make sure you're surrounding yourself with like-minded people. Your environment is everything, right? Your environment is everything. And I always say your network is your net worth. And so I'm very big on making sure that you're in the right circles and you're connecting with the right people and making those building those genuine relationships, because they are so, so, so important in every aspect of life, entrepreneurship, corporate America, just in general in life.
Excellent. So you said, and I love this, do it anyway, and you have done it anyway. And so tell us how listeners can contact you.
Awesome. Well, listeners, you can contact me a couple different ways. You can follow me on Facebook at Dr. Ashley Little. You can follow me on Instagram at _ Ashley A. Little. You can go to my website at www.ashleylittleenterprises.com and connect with me. You can connect with me through email at info@ashleyalittle.com, or you can email me at aalittle08@gmail.com. I'm always looking forward to working with more people. I'm also on the Clubhouse app, so if you're part of Clubhouse, I'm on there too. And I'm also on LinkedIn, Dr. Ashley Little.
Wow. Dr. Little, thank you so much for being on my show today to share with listeners. You are such a true inspiration and a tremendous blessing to so many. And I say continue doing the great things that you're doing, and may God continue to guide and bless you.
Thank you so much, Dr. S. And then again, I really, truly appreciate this amazing opportunity to be on your amazing platform, loving everything that you're doing. And I know you're about to dominate 2021 just like you dominated 2020. So congratulations in advance, and congratulations on all the awesome things and amazing things you have done this year.
Well, thank you, Dr. Little. And I say to the listeners, education is hard work, but it is also heart work. Thanks for listening, and remember to visit my website at www.dressiespeaks.com, where you can find all the links to my podcast, my social media platform, books, and so much more. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others.